1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Bob Green joins us for our Employees in the Workplace segment. So you mentioned an employee, Bob, that you're keeping an eye on, that you feel maybe is a hazard to the business.
I'm sure, Phil, at this stage, I don't have any real concrete evidence that this individual is, as you put it, a hazard to the business or is not doing his job. But, you know, you get gut instincts.
What position did you hire him for?
Well, we made him a bag boy at first, but I started to have these suspicions. We took him off the check stand. We've got him out collecting carts. You get a gut instinct. It's why I think I've had success in business, because I get these instincts, and there's something about this guy that isn't right. There's something that I can't put my finger on. So we put him out collecting carts in the parking lot for a time being until I can try to figure this thing out. I can't get a handle on this thing. I know I don't want him anywhere near the cash register. I know that. And
tell me what feels wrong about this guy. What you're talking about, an employee that you think is bad for the business, but you can't fire him because you don't yet have any evidence or...
Well, he seems to be all wrong. He's unusually polite. And I use the word unusually polite. Polite is a good thing, but obsequious, or it's almost what we used to call butt-kissing. He shows up to work at least 45 minutes ahead of his scheduled start time, and that's a red flag. And
why is that a red flag, a guy coming to work early? I come to work early.
I'll tell you why it's a bad one in our business. When you start showing up early, it gives the impression to the other employees that they're getting to work late. You begin to foment some tension with other employees who perceive you as someone who's trying to, as they say, he's trying to kiss up or suck up. In our business, he pretends that he really loves his job. This is also a red flag. This is the grocery business. This is the business of selling food. It's a vital industry. It's a necessary industry. But, Phil, I want to tell you and your listeners something. No one in the grocery business really loves their job. If you ever meet someone who says, I work at so-and-so grocery store, or I'm in the grocery business, and I really love my job, they're either lying or it's their first day there.
Why do people work in that business? The people in the grocery business don't love their job.
People don't eat without us. Like a police officer, he knows he has to hit the streets to keep the community safe. He doesn't want to do it, but there isn't anyone else with the guts to do it. So guess what? He gets elected. The grocery business is the same way, Phil. It is not a pleasant business. Believe me, the interaction with the public over the issue of food and other items can get discouraging. And this isn't anything that people in the grocery business are going to tell you about. They're going to tell you that, well, it's a delightful business. Look, it can be discouraging, it can be depressing, and at times it can even sicken you. The grocery business, and I've been a success at it, Phil, and I can only imagine those who haven't been, because the grocery business will suck the life right out of you day after day. But you have to do it, because without the grocery stores, without the supermarkets, the very people who are sucking the life out of you with their trips to the store, they'll die from starvation.
And all right, this employee, this man has been with you, the guy that you think is wrong.
Right.
How long has he been with you?
He's been with our Buena Park store for about 9 months.
And you just feel that you can't trust him.
Exactly.
All right, you've given me an example of the man getting to work too early. He is overly polite. He claims he loves his job, which you think is dishonest.
I personally think, yeah, absolutely.
What else have you been able to track on him?
I don't have enough really to pin on him. I had Bert Russell, who's in charge of our security, open his locker so I could go through it, and I did find a couple of how-to books that I thought were significant. One was a how-to on starting your own business, and significantly, and this was very significant, another how-to book on entering the retail grocery industry. So you see, you begin to put two and two together, and...
Well, you don't have enough to fire this man for it.
I don't yet, no. But I know there is something about this guy, his overly polite manner, as I said, that verges on this kissing up and sucking up. This manner that he has of arriving to work early, much earlier, people will resent you for that. And this very transparent attempt at telling everyone that he loves his job, when in point of fact, you don't work in the grocery business for 9 months without seeing it almost like walking into one of those coal mines. And I remember I gave an interview, Phil, with one of the local papers, the Newport Beach paper, and I said, you know, our hearts go out to the coal miners in West Virginia and the people that died, because those of us who work in the supermarket and grocery business are really in the same business. We go into a workspace that is dangerous. We don't look forward to it, but who's going to do it if we don't? And it's like the coal miners of West Virginia going to a black hole.
I had no idea that, I'm sorry to interrupt you, I had no idea working in the grocery business is...
It can be, as I said, something that siphons the very lifeblood out of you. So when this kid went to work for us, he said, "Hi, Mr. Green, I'm very happy to work here." I said, okay, red flag number one. Either he thinks I'm stupid because no one...
Is he? Maybe the kid's being nice.
He could be nice, but over and over again, and saying he loves his job. I don't yet have an exact feel for this thing, but there's something about this kid that's wrong.
All right, Robert Green, he is the CEO, chairman of the Fraser Foods, about employees and this one kid who works for him that is overly polite, is showing up to work way too early, and apparently claims that he likes his job, where in point of fact, you say, Bob, nobody in the grocery business likes their... I don't know how people show up for work.
Well, it's like working the fire. Do you like going into a burning building? If I work for the fire department, do I like going into a burning building and possibly coming out with my face seared off? I mean, I'm sorry for putting it...
Well, I don't find anything amusing about that.
No, you know what I'm saying. Well, who would want to do that? Firemen do it because they got the guts. They've got the guts. Coal miners, they've got the guts. People that work in the food retail business, we've got the guts to go in there every day and listen to these people when they come in.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show as we talk about being an employer and dealing with employees and employer-employee relationships with Robert Green, CEO of Fraser Foods in Buena Park, 1-800-449-8686. You've established that also you went into his locker at work, which you have the right to do that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's our property, yeah.
All right, so you had your head of security go into this kid's locker, and I'm assuming he's a kid, right?
He's about 22, yeah.
All right. And you went into his locker, and you found some how-to books on starting your own business, and significantly you said, and I'm quoting you, another one on how to enter the retail grocery business.
That is correct, yeah.
But you say, and this, see, to me, I look at that and I say to myself, well, maybe this is a guy who admires you. Maybe this is a kid who...
Well, I'll tell you something, Phil. I'm beginning to suspect that this man, and this is the part that has frightened me from the beginning. I look at this kid, and you made the point on your show earlier. The reason why I'm the boss and he's the employee is because I'm smarter than him. And I'm one step ahead of these guys. I have a suspicion that he may be wanting to take over my business. I can't let that happen. I want him to be a success, but he's got these how-to books on how to run a grocery store, and he's going to move me out? You know, I like the line in Godfather. No, you remember the one Italian? He says, "I buy you out, you don't buy me out," right?
Well, the kid, was it Mo Green?
Mo Green in the Godfather. That's me. I'm not saying I'm a criminal, but I buy you out, you don't buy me out. You know who I am? I'm Robert Green, you know? And so...
Yeah, but he's a box boy. I mean...
He's a box boy who's got a how-to on how to... And the other thing, Phil, is there's a fair amount of hero worship from this kid. I'm a self-made man. I'm a self-made in my own business. And certainly this young man must idolize me to some point. And I don't think it's too big of a step to go from there to the possibility, and I'm just saying the possibility, of some kind of a homosexual attraction. All of that needs to be looked at. And
yet there is no evidence that this kid has a homosexual attraction for you.
Well, I think there is.
Well, he's got these how-to books. He's working for you. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Let me get to a phone call, and then we'll take a break and get some more phone calls. Gabe, you're on the air with Robert Green on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I was just calling in. I don't know how this guy got to be the owner of the farm of a grocery store with this kind of attitude. I mean, this young man obviously has a desire to work in this business, might actually like the business, and for him to ridicule him for that and say all these things is just ridiculous. I work in the food industry. I'm a manager at a restaurant myself, and I mean, it's grueling work. Yes, working with public relations, with people. People can be really mean.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely.
But to compare our work or your work to firefighters and policemen and coal miners is absurd.
Well, no, sir. I'm just simply saying that you and I, when we go to work each day, we're going into, you know, it's like we're going down into that pit that took the lives of those poor men last week.
Well, the way I feel about it, if you feel that way about your job, then you're in the wrong job. I mean,
well,
maybe
no,
this young man really likes his job and is... If he's got how-to books about running a business and being a,
isn't that the American way, Bob? The kid,
maybe he wants to learn from you and likes his job and wants to move up in the ranks.
See, that's the part that I can't allow to get to go too far. If
and you're a horrible manager, you should be developing him, not ridiculing him.
I don't need. I cannot afford a homosexual kind of an attraction.
Well, that sounds like it's your personal problem.
Yeah,
he's got a fear of.
No,
something
just,
going on.
Well, he's got how-to books. He's working for me.
Is there a possibility, Bob, that he just simply admires you?
I understand that, and I appreciate it. I just don't want it to go too far.
If I have an employee that is inquiring for knowledge and shows up early for shifts and is on time and does a great job, I encourage him and give him more work and more responsibilities, not ways to...
But doesn't that make the other employees think the other individual is a butt kisser or is trying to suck up to
the other employees, I think it sets a good example for the other employees. If anything, the other employees want to do stuff too.
Maybe they will show up
early.
That's
the kind of work environment you need. You don't need a work environment where everybody's scared to do their job correctly their job.
You're trying to tell me that no one at the place you work, sir, thinks this kid is trying to suck up to the man.
Suck up to the man? Not a prison yard.
Yeah.
No, I know it's not a prison yard, but I'm just saying there's something about a guy.
No, I really don't.
Well, there's something about a guy who is saying to me, I really love my job, when you know as well as I do, sir, that working in the food industry business and the retail business with the public is like... It's like working in an AIDS ward if you were a nurse.
Come on, man. I mean,
grueling, and it can be stressful.
Yeah, well, you
but
know,
it's
it
nowhere.
Can be hell on earth. It can be hell on earth.
Well,
and
all right, look.
But I have met people who honestly do love their job every day, and love working with people.
Not in the grocery business, you haven't. Maybe the restaurant. Not in the grocery business.
All right. Look at Gabe. Thank you, sir, for checking in from the restaurant industry.
Time.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. And Robert.
Look, Phil, not to interrupt you, but I appreciate what the gentleman said. He works in the restaurant business. It's slightly different. In the restaurant business, you can sit down, have a hot meal halfway through, and you're dealing with people. How was your meal? And people are not, they don't have to go home and cook. I'm in a grocery store where I've got people coming in at all hours making demands. Too many people in the 13 or items or less line. Well, you know what? If there's too many people, then why don't you get out of that line, go to another one. And every day is like, I keep thinking of those dead coal miners. I just...
You know what, Robert? I would appreciate if you not bring them up.
Well, Phil,
I just don't think it's appropriate that you talk about those poor men that died in those coal mines and compare it to you guys going to work oiling cucumbers and...
I'm not just oiling cucumbers. What are you trying to say with that comment? Oiling cucumbers. See, all of this, again, Phil, goes to the gay theme, and we can't seem to steer away from that. And I am trying to say to you, I have a young employee. Good for him. I hope he's successful in business. But push me out at the top of my game? No, it's not going to happen.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green of Fraser Foods on an enthusiastic, energetic employee that he suspects may be more than just enthusiastic or energetic. Maybe he wants to take Mr. Green's job. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods, a large retail grocery chain, is on with us talking about employer-employee relationships. This young man that works for your Buena Vista, Buena Park, store, Bob, you've taken him off of the bag boy job and put him out collecting carts?
Only until I get a handle on what it is he's up to, because...
And you feel he's up to something because he has how-to books on how to manage a grocery store, because...
Well, it's not just you can bring out these things, Phil, one at a time, and they sound like fairly benign things. But take it in total, all of a sudden you look at the big picture. This kid could be trying to maneuver himself into a position to someday get on our board, engineer a vote, and suddenly I'm walking out to my car with an overcoat over my arm, and someone booting me out the door, telling me don't let the screen door hit you on the way out. I mean,
well, you're going from collecting carts to
no. You got to understand my business. The grocery business is an ugly, ugly business. It is as competitive as any show business. It's as competitive as it gets. In fact, I liken the grocery business to the prize fighting game, where you'll get your throat cut from ear to ear if you're with the wrong promoter. Let me tell you something. You fall in with the wrong grocery chain, and they will, I don't know if you've ever driven by, and your listeners should, if you go by a grocery store and you see a lot of old lettuce laying in a dumpster, they'll throw you out with that lettuce. That's how brutal and vicious the retail grocery business can be, and I'm trying to protect myself.
But at the same time, you have a young guy who's trying to move up. 1-800-449-8686. Leah, welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. Leah?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air with Robert Green.
Hi, Robert.
Hello, Leah, how are you?
Good, thanks. I just wanted to let this gent...
Let me ask you, Leah, do you have a radio turned up someplace?
No, I don't.
Okay, go ahead then, ma'am.
I just wanted to let this gentleman know that as
a
manager...
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Bob, do you have a radio turned up?
I do, I'm sorry. All right.
Okay, is somebody going to talk, or do we move on to another caller?
I thought I was talking and...
Go ahead.
Are you there?
I've said so a couple times, ma'am.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know that as a manager, it's really very important to groom your younger employees. And it's concerning to me that rather than wanting to foster his spirit and enthusiasm to become a part of your larger organization, that you would instead look at him as a threat.
Well, Leah, I don't know how familiar you are with management. I know that...
Well, I'm pretty familiar. I'm the manager myself of about 200 people.
And yet, when I first started talking to you this evening, there were long pauses. Like I said, hello, Leah, and you didn't know what to say to that. I'm not saying that...
Well, maybe she didn't hear you.
No, I didn't hear you at all. All I hear is the background noise.
Maybe. And maybe, I don't know. But it doesn't... As a manager, what I look for are people that can think quickly. We've got a problem. We need a truck needs to be unloaded. We don't have enough people on the floor. I need some people in the stock room. We don't have enough people at cash register. I got 20 people waiting in line. What do I do? Boom, boom, boom. I say to you, hello, Leah, and there's about 10 seconds worth of, okay, what do I say to that?
Okay, so moving past the fact that I couldn't hear you, maybe you should get off of the idea that your grocery business is the only business that's cutthroat. Every business in America has issues that are cutthroat and competitive.
No doubt. But do you know of any business other than organized crime and some forms of entertainment where there have been organized hits and assassinations?
Absolutely.
I do. The grocery business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait a minute. You're telling me then the grocery business?
There have been store managers that have turned up dead.
That's really concerning.
Are you telling me the truth?
I am. Now do you get the picture? So now this kid's moving in. Am I going to wind up on a slab? Do I wind up face down on my front lawn for my wife to find me?
Are you telling me as a grocery store manager?
Yes.
I think that you might need to seek professional counseling because it sounds to me like you have issues of feeling threatened in the workplace.
Ma'am, I don't feel.
And that's a completely different issue than
ma'am, would
trying
you say
to groom
that,
your employees.
Would you say John Gotti had issues of feeling threatened and he should seek a psychiatrist? Same difference.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Robert Green with us from Fraser Foods. You, Robert, had a picnic?
Yeah, we have an employee picnic every year, Phil. And
all right, tell me what happened there.
Well, nothing happened there. The reason why I brought it up to you off the air is that it is an example of how we try to make a good work environment. And
oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
But I did make a series of comments. We have an employee picnic, and we have it at a variety of different parks in the area, and we have it every year, and we try to make this business, the grocery retail business, we try as hard as we can to make it pleasant. You know, if you walk into, I don't know, you remember that old show Quincy on television where every day that man had to walk into a room where there were drawers filled with dead human beings. How pleasant can that be? See what I'm saying? Now you get an idea of what it's like to walk into a grocery store every day.
You're comparing it walking into a morgue?
No, I'm saying that's how pleasant it can be. But we had our picnic, and I made a series of comments to the employees. I could read these to you, Phil.
All right, go ahead. These were made to your employees during this gathering.
Yes, during our annual company picnic. I said, I'm just excerpting a couple of things. You want to be good at your job, but always remember, as we say, the man is watching. Always remember at your job, acting like you enjoy it, being overly polite, and showing to work earlier than you need to, that cuts both ways. No one loves their job that much. Don't try and outsmart the guy you work for. You work for him. That's proof enough that he is smarter than you. And then I thanked them. I said, enjoy the afternoon. But what we're trying to do is, you know, tell them it's going to be a tough year. And you better gird up and, you know, and be prepared at the end of the year, like every year, to have blood splatters on you.
1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Calvin. Calvin, go ahead.
Yes, how you doing?
Very, very good, sir.
I just have a few comments. I'm not understanding. I'm sorry. So what's your name again?
I'm Phil. Are you asking about the guest?
My name is Robert Green, sir. How are you?
Okay, Robert. I'm
yes,
fine.
Sir.
I'm not understanding why it sounds as though you're intimidated by the guy who basically works for you.
Well, intimidate is not a good word. I'm keeping an eye on him.
You're keeping an eye on him because he shows up to work early for his shift and he enjoys what he does?
Well, he claims to enjoy what he does. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Do you enjoy what you do?
Oh, I wouldn't say that I enjoy it. No, I like the fact that we're successful. I enjoy the fact that we're able to make money for our business. That part I enjoy. But you're asking me, do I enjoy going... is that what you're asking me?
No, do you enjoy your job?
Do you enjoy
what you do?
Oh, no. I'm in the grocery business. Would you enjoy walking into a room full of dead flesh with the stench?
Whoa.
You're talking about two different things.
I know, but I'm saying, for instance, a firefighter or a cop or what other job, like a nurse, would she really enjoy going to work at night in the emergency room and watching a guy come in with his disemboweled, with his intestines? Of course not.
Well, it's part of her
it's
job, so she's expected.
Well, yeah, exactly. But do you enjoy seeing that? Of course not, no.
Do you enjoy seeing people come through the door in the morning when you open the doors of that grocery store?
No, you don't, Phil. No one in the grocery business does.
So as far as the customer service friendly thing, you don't believe in it?
I do believe in it, but you have to realize that I do believe in being friendly to the customer, but that isn't because I enjoy my job. It's because I want to make sure that that individual comes into the store, buys something, and then leaves as quickly as possible, or if they want to stay, buy. You see what I'm saying?
I'm not agreeing. I'm just laughing at what you're saying.
Well, what business are you in, sir? I mean...
I'm a truck driver, and that's another thing I wanted to make a comment about as far as
right. When
you said earlier, if a truck needs to be unloaded and you need to get people on the floor, something to that sort you said earlier.
Yes, sir.
If say, myself, for instance, I was to show up at your store 7 o'clock in the morning, and the guy who works for you, his shift doesn't start until 8:30. He just happens to be to work early that day.
Right, exactly.
Who would be the first person that you will call on to unload my truck?
Well, you're union, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not union? Well, we can start with you then. I mean, the union guys, they won't get out of the cab, as you know. Mm-hmm. They'll sit there and take their coffee break and smoke their cigarette and stare, as they do, off into the distance. I mean, I'm not a big union fan, so forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't you get out of the truck and start unloading?
Well, wait, what do you mean him?
It wouldn't be part of my job.
Yeah, but you're not union. There's no unions going to bust on you for it.
Well, what about the guy that's
not a union, but I'm not a union. I mean, jumping back to me for a minute. I'm
Look,
not
you're,
union.
Are you asking me that the guy who shows up early for work, that guy showed up early for work to try to suck up and butt kiss. Now he's unloading the truck, and he's going to expect me to pat him on the back for that. If I do that, I run the risk of that individual inferring some kind of a gay attraction.
Maybe he's not going to expect for you to pat him on the back or anything like that. But maybe he's...
Well, why else do you show up for work early?
Because you want to be there on time.
Well, let me ask you this. You're asking him to go above and beyond the call of duty by unloading your truck before he clocks in, correct?
I'm not asking him. I'm just asking you. Who would be the first person for you to call in that situation?
It would be you. I mean, I'd have to go over to the cab of the truck and look at you and say, well, you know, you're blocking my...
Well, come on, Bob. I mean, if the guy's there and the truck driver...
Well, all right. I suppose the truck can sit there, but I'm not getting anybody out to unload it.
Why not, man? I mean, if you've got perishables...
Because I don't need some guy thinking he's going to get... Start butt-kissing and sucking up, and the next thing you know, he's got books about how he admires me in his locker.
So you would
Now we have a gay incident.
So you would rather have a truckload of perishables go bad than pat a guy on the back and say he did a good job?
Well, what are you doing there at 7 o'clock when a guy's shift doesn't start till 8:30?
Oh, come on, man. I mean, if the guy is there and the perishables that your store ordered, your chain ordered...
Well, yeah.
And it's there and you got to unload it.
I'm just saying that I would prefer that the truck driver do it. I don't want anybody getting any ideas that going out there and unloading that truck means that suddenly, you know, Clint Eastwood said it very well in that movie, we're going to be taking long showers into the wee hours together, you know.
And I'm just jumping to another.
Yeah, I got to run, Calvin. I appreciate your call. 1-800-449. I don't think you answered the gentleman's question.
I think I did, Phil. I think the misunderstanding was he's a truck driver. The union drivers are not going to get out of their cab unless you pay them $100,000 an hour. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm exaggerating, but...
Well, that's part... Their job is to drive. It's not to unload.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, when I was starting out in this business, I did everything. I collected carts. I was a bag boy. I was a cashier. I was a floor manager. You know, and I will tell you, that's where I began to really despise this business. And I worked my way up out of that bag boy business, and I became a CEO. But it wasn't because I didn't have to pay my dues. Every old lady, okay, and I think you know what I'm talking about, whose cart you take out to her car, now you're getting eyeballed, and you feel like a piece of meat. I think that's the most important thing to say. You feel taken advantage of. As if she's going to give you a $2 tip, and what does that mean? All of a sudden, now I'm her boy? All of these things I had to deal with until finally I got, you know, to a place in this business that I can halfway stomach.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green on the grocery business and employer-employee relations. And we'll be right back at the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Robert Green from Fraser Foods. So this young man who has been taken from being a bag boy to collecting carts, is he still got this attitude of a smile on his face?
It's an interesting comment, Phil, and that is what is the most difficult thing for me to deal with. He still is acting all happy, even though I took him off of the cash, the check stand, and he's out in the parking lot collecting carts. Now, I have to ask myself, is he working some kind of business out there with some of these housewives? I don't know.
What do you mean by that? Are you talking about this, when you were a bag boy, these women paying you money? For what?
Look, I don't want to talk about things that we don't need to talk about. All I'm saying is, if he's out there and he's got some side business going with these women who are, and he's a good-looking kid, you know, that's all I need. That's a smoking gun. But I don't have that yet.
Why not look for a reason to fire him? Why not look for a reason to keep the kid on, is all I'm saying.
Well, if everything I've said hasn't convinced you, Phil.
1-800-449-8686. Caroline, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi there.
Hello, ma'am.
I just want to make a comment to Mr. Green that this guy is an asset to his business. Okay, he's a role model for other employees. He's got a great attitude.
Thank you.
Okay, he's promoting goodwill for your business. The customers probably like him and like your stuff.
Honestly, are you talking about me?
No, I'm talking about your employee.
I thought she was talking about me. I said thank you. I thought you were talking about me. Because everything you're saying, it sounds like me. It doesn't sound like him.
Well, this guy is an asset to your business, and you need to start looking at him like that.
Ma'am, how is it an asset to my business when he gets to work early and the other employees show up and he's already there, making them look like they're bums dragging themselves out of a hangover bed?
Because he's a role model for them. They can look at him and say, hey, if he's doing it, why can't I do it?
A 19-year-old kid is going to be a role model for a 46-year-old woman who's only ever been a checker and only ever will be a checker? Please.
Hey, it might put a little fire under their behind. You know what I mean?
Well, what is she going to do? Is she going to quit being a checker and go and do what? Start punching change out of one of those little change belts at a circus? I mean, there's only so much that folks can do in this business. And we realize that.
Well,
that's why if you work your way up through the business, as I did, I don't have to be down there in that pit where they all are right now.
God, man. I mean, listening to you talk...
There's a place for everybody on this planet, and maybe they don't look at it as a pit. And maybe they'll decide to have a better attitude also.
I think the kid, if you want to know, ma'am, and this is just my professional opinion, you don't have to take it for anything other than that, but the kid is maneuvering to oust me and may have some sort of sexual attraction. That's all I'm saying.
How do you get there, man, from a guy collecting carts out in the parking lot?
I got there by what's called deduction. Deduction.
Well, that's just pure fantasy in your mind.
Where do you work?
Where do I work?
Yes.
Well, I work for a small company.
Okay, that could be a lot of things. That could be one of those Vietnamese nail salons.
Well, no, I'm not in management. I am an employee.
Do you do nails or what do you do?
No, I'm in sales.
All right, and let me ask something, Caroline. You don't have designs on the top job. Ah, see, that locked her heels. See, of course you do.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that, but what you're going to want to do is you're going to be moving somebody out of their job, and they're on welfare, whatever you want to call it.
Not necessarily. Maybe they moved up.
What do you sell? What do you sell?
I'm selling jewelry.
Oh, that's, admirable.
You know?
Do you do well? Do you make your number every month?
It's probably a little bit better than average.
It's hell on earth, isn't it?
Some days are rough, but...
Yeah, just like the grocery business, I come out of that place some days, I get done oiling the cukes, I close up, I go in, I got to turn lights off in the women's head, the men's head, I'm the last guy out of the store. So I finish oiling the cukes, I'll stock the delicacies, and I finally get out of that store and I breathe air like it must have felt the same way the first African slave who ran off the plantation felt.
Come on, dude. Come on.
What are you laughing
at? I'm laughing at you in the comparison.
I think that's the problem.
Ask this lady, is that the way you feel at the end of a work day?
Sometimes I feel exhausted. Sometimes I feel exhilarated.
But the thing that you most want to do is get as far away from that business, that place as you can, and sit down and breathe the air that a white woman should breathe.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know what's funny. I can tell you that I got this kid who's waiting to hose me.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686.
Do you know what it looks like when a child has to hopscotch without leg braces, just crawling from square to square?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're going to return with Mr. Robert Green for just one more comment. Kyle, go ahead. You're on the air with Mr. Green.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Green.
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
I'm fine until I, you know, I've been listening to a lot of comments that have disturbed me, but...
Okay, well, here's another one, I unfortunately. It seems to me, first point is that I don't know if you're watching a lot of movies or what, but you're definitely living in a fantasy world where, you know, 19-year-old men want to have homoerotic fantasies with you. That's number one.
Well, you know, I just...
Let's let the man finish his comment.
Well, he's...
All I'm saying is, whether he is a homosexual or a heterosexual, I'm sure he has no business with you. That's number one. Second of all...
You're sure about that?
I could probably be pretty positive. I don't know how old you are, but you don't sound like a spring chicken that a 19-year-old would be going after.
Are you gay?
No, I'm not a homosexual.
Well, then how would you know?
How would I know?
Yeah.
Well, because I know I'm not attracted. I'm 24 years old. I'm not attracted to women who are 50.
Have you experimented?
Will you please keep this on track?
So what we're back to this question at hand here.
Experimentally homosexual. I just want to.
Okay.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.